1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. More than a dozen members of California's Orange County Sheriff's Department SWAT team were injured during a routine training.
During the training, an explosion occurred indoors, which caused injury to 16 members of our SWAT team. 15 members of our SWAT team were transported to local hospitals.
Sheriff Sergeant Frank Gonzalez. A Michigan jury is deliberating four involuntary manslaughter charges against James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly. A tactical team of U.S. Marines is providing additional security to the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The chief medical examiner in Oklahoma says 16-year-old Nex Benedict died by suicide. An autopsy report found toxic levels of two chemicals in their body. Three Missouri men faced federal charges in last month's deadly shooting, the Super Bowl victory parade and rally for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is ABC News. And international law could serve as a guide for other nations.
European Union's Parliament approving the Artificial Intelligence Act that it says is meant to ensure safety and compliance with fundamental rights while boosting innovation. It essentially establishes obligations for AI based on its potential risks and level of impact. One Italian lawmaker, Brando Benifei, touting the bill, saying it is the first regulation in the world which puts a clear path for a safe and human-centric development of AI. Inez de la Quintero, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
Former UFC champion Mark Coleman was airlifted to an Ohio hospital after saving his parents from a house fire. Coleman's daughter says the fighter went into the house several times to get his parents out and the family dog who didn't make it. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he'll back legislation making power plant owners in the state pay for their greenhouse gas emissions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com. With questions.
Listen, feel, experience. Dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests, bringing you together in mad unity. Unity, unity, unity.
Welcome back, everybody. We have been having fun here with DJ DH. He's been jamming with us, playing all the fun grooves. It feels like spring, right? We're getting the grooves back here in Madison. It's been an unusually warm winter from what I hear. It's my first one, so I loved it. I thought it was perfect. I wanted to kind of keep the conversation going with you because, like I said at the top of the last hour, you are going to be all over the place. You are playing tomorrow at Housewarming in Robinia, then Saturday at Dreaming of a Disco with Paul Gordon, who is also a staple of the local scene these days. It's always a fun DJ to dance to. And then you're doing August Ox on 329, right? And then the gang goes to Lola's at the end of the month. So you're pretty much every weekend just out there putting the music out there.
Yeah, between the next couple. So this weekend and then the last weekend of the month is a doubleheader of Friday, Saturday shows. Friday at Robinia this week, Saturday at Cardinal this week, and then Friday at Robinia at the end of the month, Saturday at Lola's at the end of the month. You nailed it. You have the schedule over there.
Yeah,
and everything.
I have it. I have the screen here. I you know, try to be prepared a little bit.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's
I can read good.
Kind of a crazy like happening of all of those gigs coming together and for some busy weekends. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun, especially kicking things off with Housewarming with Thierry Ennui and John LeDuc. Those two guys invited me out to play the first time there in November when they threw a party. And that's one of the only free nights at Rubinia. So that's been super fun to see the crowds come out for that. And yeah, it's like people will just dance to, you know, any kind, like it's Housewarming is the name of the party, but you can throw out a little bit of disco and a little bit of other styles. And that's one of my favorite things about the Madison crowds is people are just down to dance to anything. And you see the same people at techno parties as you do at disco parties.
Right.
Like the scene is so, I don't know, like broad and inclusive in that sense. I really appreciate that about our crowds that we bring out.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's always about the dancing and the good vibes. It's you know that's one thing I appreciate about the scene here. Having been here, having a good time out in town where everybody's really friendly. It's just it's always, you know, you bring your good vibe, you have a good time. So, and if you want to basically read the information I just gave you out, if you go to instagram.com/musictoleavework by, you can see all of DJ DH's happenings. He's busy. He's a busy guy. It's great. We appreciate it. So, yeah, I did want to touch on a little bit of, 'cause I know you were, I guess, would that be considered a residency at Lola's?
I wouldn't say it's a residency or anything, but I've been very fortunate to play there a couple times this year so far, and
yeah,
I mean, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
What's that sound system like? I've listened to it, and I just, I mean, it's just impressive that the amount of effort they put in there. It's a new space, a new restaurant lounge, high-low lounge up in North Madison, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to shamelessly plug it because I love the food, I love the vibe, and they've really gone out of their way to kind of capture that sort of like, you know, modern like 1950s vibe with a just a, you know, 21st century feel, basically, right? Like,
yeah,
like it's they put a lot of effort into that, and you feel it when you walk in, and the cocktails, the mocktails, the food.
Yeah, truly the vibe is undeniable. Like when you walk in, you feel like you're transported with like the low lights and all wood behind the bar with the speakers and all the records on the walls. And to your point, like this is not a sponsored segment for Lola's.
Right,
we're both
no,
just big,
yeah.
big fans.
Yeah, like, it's just, it is what it is.
It's just one of those things where like it comes about and it's like, oh my gosh, how have we as a city not had a dedicated high five bar and restaurant until now? Like you see these places in like New York or other bigger cities, they have, you know, much more built out scenes and lots of different options for things like that. And to have something like that come to Madison is a huge, huge win for like the music lover community in town and the food and drink lover community as well. I've been able to play a lot of world music there. So you heard a couple of tracks in that set that were very like African disco sampled or influenced and some other worldly stuff that was sampled in the Barry Can't Swim song towards the end of that track or the end of that set. It's been really cool to dig into like 70s and 80s and modern as well, but a lot of older world music from around the world and get to showcase that over, like you said, the beautiful Lola sound system.
Right.
And it is just like every record sounds so like warm and smooth and like it like homely, almost like it's just
it's
vibe and the quality of it is just amazing.
It's for the audiophile in your life. Take them to Lola's for an evening of, you know, just warmth, music, cocktails, and just a good vibe in general. And DJ DH will be there March 30th, but he will also be in what was it? Housewarming in Rubinia, and then this Saturday, that's where I'm going, this Saturday, the Cardinal Bar. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, definitely easy to get all those dates confused. So like
right.
you said, if you want to check out Instagram, @musictoleavework by, that's what I post. Like under, it originally was just the account for the radio show, but it sort of spawned into all the DJ stuff I've got going on. So
that's great. So any plans to do, I know we touched about a little bit, but any plans to do any production or for now just enjoying the DJ
gosh,
vibes?
Yeah, I mean, I've got like I get little melodies or like ideas in my head sometimes, but I have none of the technical knowledge of Ableton or any kind of music production. I've got a really good friend of mine named Aaron, who I lived with for a couple of years, who had kind of a bedroom studio set up and has released a couple albums. His artist name is Quokka. If you want to check him out, it's really cool, like indie rock music. Yeah, so when I lived with him, there was like the chance to dabble because the equipment was accessible and I messed around with like a little bit of stuff on Logic or whatever. But it is like a whole nother level of an artistry or like craft that I just haven't had the time to dedicate to, but I'd love to learn one day, man. It would be really sick to produce stuff. But I'm just happy sharing the music that I like and find like interesting ways to pair songs together. So,
and you have the ear and the you know, the sort of the taste for music. So that always helps when you're trying to put your ideas down. So speaking of, so I'm going to be playing up next in honor of the, you know, dreaming of a disco event. I'm going to dust off some of my like disco house and funky house to close out the night. And yeah, I wanted to share a new song with everybody that I'm still working on, but it's pretty, it's about 90% of the way there. So I'm ready to put it out there. So Mr. DH is going to do me the favor, because I'm on the other side of the studio, to just click play on that and we can get started. So this is Mad Unity 92.7 FM. And thank you very much, DJ DH, for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Yeah, and you check him out on Thursdays, also Thursday nights every week from 5 to 6, I want to say.
Thursdays from 5 to 6 at WSUM. And then, like I said, those next couple weekends, there's lots going on.
Yeah, a lot going on. All right, excellent. Let's go. Here we go.
se lève et j'ai très mal dormi. Des images, des visages se bousculent dans ma tête. Toute la nuit, comme une obsession, j'ai entendu cette chanson. Des visages se musculent dans ma tête. Toute la nuit, comme une obsession, j'ai entendu cette chanson.
at Unity on Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM here in Madison. I am your host, Cosmo Brown. We're here every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight. I want to thank DJ DH for coming and spending the evening with us, getting funky with us. And make sure you check him out at any one of his gigs coming up this weekend. Also, Frequency, my co-host, will be at Liquid Friday night. So a lot of stuff happening. Make sure you get out there, be safe, and be kind to each other. We're going to sign off for the night. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.